is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile.
8:41 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning, 62 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app. Download that app. Take us on the go on your mobile devices, and you'll stay in the know. And those watching us on WRHI.com. And then we swing things on over to the TV side. You can watch us on CN2. That's a Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube on the CN2 and WRHI channels. Jennifer Sandler from Historic Rock Hill joins us once a month to take us back in time of what's going on here in our community, as well as looking forward to events that we should put on our calendar. And good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning, you two. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, happy come see me.
Thanks. Same to you all.
Did y'all have your antique car?
We did. Yes. That was on Sunday.
Ooh, yeah. How was it? Give us a recap.
Oh, it was fantastic. The cars are just so beautiful, and everything's green and lush at the White Home. And it was, as you know, Sunday was just like chef's kiss of perfect weather day. And so we had a lot of people come out. We had a food truck. We had craft vendors, and we were selling mimosas. So so already takes it up a notch. It was a great event. It really was.
And I know you hold that every year during the Come See Me Festival. It's one of the community events that are a part of all of the experience. So shout out to you all for doing that. And y'all have done that for a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's been a few years running. Mm-hmm.
All right, so moving right along, it looks like we've got an event happening today in
just a couple of hours from now.
She's on the countdown.
I know. I'm like, I got to get out of here. No, it's actually, we have our historic marker unveiling for the Carhartt Mansion at Riverwalk. So we are meeting at 10:45 today at the amphitheater and walking to the site together. And so I'll be speaking briefly, and Pat Grant, who's written the book on Hamilton Carhartt and Rock Hill, and Mayor John Geddes will also be speaking. So it'll be an event just to unveil that marker, which is sorely needed at that site. A lot of people, walk and run, on that trail and have no idea about the history connected to our community. So
ironically, I had that planned. I'm going to go there this afternoon, so I will definitely stop by. Is it on the trail, or do you need to go up to the front part of it?
No. So it's actually, if you're parking near the pump house, that end of things, it's about 4/10 of a mile down the trail. It'll be on the left side, closer, like kind of where that bend is, where there's like more green space. Mm-hmm. That is where it's going to be. So people can stop and check it out, and they're not going to be in the way. It's not at the actual site of the Carhartt Mansion, but that all was his land, and it just makes it more accessible so that people can actually read it on the trail.
And let's bring our listeners and our viewers up to speed about the history there with the Carhartt Mansion.
Yeah, so as you know, so most of us know Carhartt Clothing Company. It's a huge worldwide brand now. So Hamilton Carhartt actually lived and worked and developed, the cotton mill here, and had a mansion out at Riverwalk. So the foundational ruins are still there today. And so he, would spend summers here. We don't have any images of the actual mansion. I mean, if you can believe that there are none. Wow. But it was supposed to be, he brought in handy workers from, from Italy to do the tile work and stonemasons and things of that nature. So it was supposed to be a really exceptionally beautiful place. And there's still people living today who heard stories of, maybe their mother went to a party there or their grandmother went to a party there. So there's still people around who have memories of that site when it was still opulent.
The stories kind of illustrate what we can't see. There's no pictures, as you mentioned, and that almost brings the imagination to life how you would want to see it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And so this mansion is once sat where the Riverwalk is developed today, around that area?
I mean, you can still see the ruins of it. I thought
that.
So it's up. It's part of a mountain bike trail now. So the mountain bike trail kind of goes through it, but you can still see the stone foundations and it's up on the bluff overlooking the river. So, but it's still there today.
I thought I've seen something like that before because it kind of looks kind of eerie and spooky a little bit, like a scene in a movie where they've filmed a scene and they've moved on. But it's so fascinating to learn about the history. And that's what this marker will do, right? So when guests are there, they can pause for a second and read it and take in the knowledge of like once what once stood there.
Exactly.
I think it's fantastic. And as a shout out too, getting these markers, it's not an easy feat, right? Didn't you say there's like one company in the whole country that will make these markers?
So you have to have it. You apply to the South Carolina State Department of Archives and History in Columbia. And so you have to provide all of the research, kind of saying you have to have a sponsoring organization. So that would be Historic Rock Hill. And so then you would provide all of the background research and kind of say what you're hoping to do, where you're going to put it. And then someone by the name of Dr. Edwin Breeden down there, who's absolutely fantastic to work with, he looks at all of the research. He, kind of makes sure it's a valid, a valid marker and that it's worth kind of preserving in that respect. And he writes the draft of the actual marker wording. And so, we aren't tasked with that. So I think it has to meet specific stylistic guidelines. And they ultimately write the marker. Then they send it back for approval. And we look it over at we have a preservation committee at Historic Rock Hill. And so, we might say, okay, we're a little bit confused about that word. Can we change it to this? But ultimately, they do an amazing job of condensing, a vast amount of information into something that can be put on two sides of a historic marker.
That's the hardest task of them all, because I know you want the whole story to be told.
And apparently they're not doing people anymore, from my understanding, because, as we know, people's legacy changes. So, who we think is, fantastic today might have a fall from grace tomorrow. So it's usually about commemorating, not necessarily commemorating a site, but demarcating, the history that occurred in that area. So, so you send that back, you say, yes, that sounds good. And then then you send that off to a company called Siwa Studios. I think they're in, don't quote me on this, I think Indiana or Ohio. And then it takes them, a few months to fabricate, and it's pretty expensive. So for this particular monument, we actually had an anonymous donor sponsor it. She's not anonymous to me, but she wanted to do this basically for Pat Grant. And so she sponsored this marker and, paid for it in its entirety, which is not cheap. It's close to $3,000 to have them fabricated. So if they weren't so expensive, we would have them all over, but it's a process and we have to, kind of prioritize which ones, get done next.
So think about that when you see any of these historical markers, because I remember you sharing that story with us once before and was blown away because ever since you've told us that story, when I've seen a marker, I've this is not an easy feat.
It is not.
To get to this point. And it's great. Again, it just marks a certain part in time and history. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of just fascinating.
It is. The only thing that I would say that I would like to say is that because it's so expensive to actually have them fabricated, you really have to pay attention about who has the means to preserve what history. So,
it's a great point.
It's one of those things where, it's like if we deem that something, we'd like to, we're working on a marker now for the Pine Grove Academy, which is the first school in Rock Hill. And so we've got that language approved. But, thinking about, maybe some African-American history or Native American history, if the funding isn't there, then that marker doesn't get put up and that area might not have the same level of, historical significance in quotation marks as something else that where someone could afford to, put that marker up. So
great perspective, and keep that in mind whenever you all have events over there at Historic Rock Hill or when you're looking for memberships as a nonprofit. That's how you generate the funds to be able to carry out all of the projects that you all would like to carry out in our community.
Exactly. Yeah, and we have a lot of historic markers kind of in the hopper that have been approved that we need funding for. So we actually have, if you go to our website, historicrockhill.com, and you can click to donate, and then there's a way to demarcate if you'd like for that to go to the Historic Marker Fund. We also have the Carver Theater. So if you guys are familiar with the Carver Theater, mm-hmm. Over on Main Street, we have that that marker is ready to go. It's been approved. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for funding for that one. So that's the African-American theater that's still standing, the Quonset Hut. Over on Main Street.
I find the marker so mm-hmm. fascinating, and I really need to make a tour out of it. You know, where you buzz around town for mm-hmm. the day, but I don't think that could happen in a day because you have so many great ones.
There really are.
With more up in the pipeline, as she said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can keep up to date with what's going on with Historic Rock Hill by, one, swinging by the White Home and saying hello, becoming a member, checking them out online and on social media, and also sign up for the Lamp Post. It's their newsletter, and they'll kind of recap some of the events that have already occurred and then look forward or push ahead to events that are coming down the calendar. Jennifer Sandler is the executive director for Historic Rock Hill. Jennifer, it's always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for the updates.
Thank you.